It's past 10 p.m. on a recent Saturday, and there is new life on the streets of Ciudad Juárez. Months ago, all that was left of these ultra-chic clubs on Avenida Lincoln or Lincoln Avenue were crumbling walls, boarded-up windows, and empty sidewalks. Now there are swarms of young people in high heels and slacks outside an entire block of new clubs with flashy signs that read Nebula, Bulldog, Buffaloes, and the Red Queen. Corner taco vendors holler behind greasy grills. Parking attendants in cotton hoodies usher drivers into packed lots with flashlights, and street vendors heckle couples with flowers and gum. Outside one of the larger clubs, a long line of young people snakes around the building. I walk up to a giggling group of friends and ask how long they've been in line. 1 hour, says a girl with flat ironed hair. It's cold out, and she's shivering in a short skirt and platform pumps. Her friend, a 22-year-old named Luis Núñez, says this is the first time he's been out in months. I stopped going out after I witnessed shootouts at two clubs last year, he says. But like most of the young people out tonight, he got sick of hiding. And it's that kind of attitude that investors in Juárez are betting their money on. Guillermo Soria is the director of the Juárez Chamber of Commerce.
Nightlife is an important business sector because it means other basic needs are being met when people can go out and enjoy themselves. It also generates jobs like waitresses, cooks, taxi drivers. People go get their hair done and buy clothes.
The economy has picked up in Juárez. Thousands of factory jobs, the city's lifeblood, have returned since a major downturn in 2008. Here on Avenida Lincoln, the federal police set up checkpoints, which gave some business owners enough confidence to reopen. But the city hasn't fully recovered, and violence is still a problem. Last month, a wave of cop killings forced the mayor to move police officers into guarded hotels, and some businessmen are still paying an extortion fee or quota.
The quota is what you have to pay to the drug dealers.
Like this man who asked not to be identified. He manages a successful chain of restaurants and clubs in Juárez, but in order to stay open, he must pay a weekly extortion fee. He didn't want to say how much.
If you don't pay that fee, you can be like kidnapped or they can burn the place. Or kill somebody inside.
Even though extortion has not been eliminated, this businessman says he's noticed police are slowly getting better at taking reports and making arrests they can defend before a judge. And the number of customers at his restaurants keeps growing month by month. But like most in Juárez, the rest of his motivation to invest in what some consider Mexico's most dangerous city comes from a desperate hope for change. Reporting from Ciudad Juárez, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.